Shin Lamed Ches yesterday, very briefly. The first point over here was Hashmol's Kol Kli Shir is Osir. So a person is going to make sound with a musical instrument. It's also to do on Shabbos. Avla Hakashal Adelis Kiyotze Bezeh. To knock on the door. Kishaino, when he does it in a way, Derek Shir, when it's not a way which is to make music, is Mutter. He's not doing some act of playing it. That's going to be mutter. For example, they whistle. That doesn't go into this. Or you're not making a sound with something. You're making a sound with your body. That's not making a sound with something else. I'm allowed to make a nice sound. If there are, well, they have the a cappella groups that they're able to make the sounds of instruments, with so some cases will be motor, some cases will be also. Now, next halacha, also lahakas b'shab is aladelis, the tabas hakavu of aladelis. We have the knocker. So you're not allowed to use the knocker on Shabbos because it's made to make a sound. Alpha P Shayna Machabin Lashir. Your goal isn't to make a music. It's made to make a sound. To make a curl, it's awesome. So therefore the Shabbat points out to ring the bell. The bells, remember the bells used to have mechanical bells. Ding dong, right? So those are going to be Yasser also. Nowadays it's always electric anyway. Vilokain. Also the shamish lahakis aladelis, liquor the basic nesses. The shamish used to go around in the morning and wake people up, call them to come daven. He used to use a kli to knock on the. Bang every single door in town. His hand would get worn out. So he had a thing. He used to use the knock. So he can't use that. He has a kli which is made for the purpose of banging on the doors. So he can't do that on Shabbos. He's allowed to knock on the doors with his hands. Okay.
And this all falls under which category of alcohol that we're trying to prevent? Is it makom patish or tikkun or something along these categories?
Well, tikkun usually is makom patish when it comes to that.
Is that what this is dealing with here?
If a person is going to fix it this year, they'll end up being makom patish. Klishir. Lav dafka klishir. That halacha, you can't make sound. Hashmos girl. So Shulchan Aruch says you can't make sound with klishir. It's lav dafka klishir. You can't make a sound. Alaf biyat. Gun lahakas kaf al kaf. Hechash of derech simcha mishir is also. You can't clap your hands in a way which to a beat. We'll see that coming up in the next segment. You're not allowed to clap. It's a clean shear because once you're clapping already, next thing you know, you're going to pull out the guitar. The guitar, then you're going to fix the guitar. So we said, no clap. Now, Umad also specific Dalit. The hakos kaf al kaf kishem mishamer haperos kela havriya ko oifus afshu enu derech shir. Over there, you're clapping. The goal wasn't derech shir. So the goal wasn't there to make music. The goal was to scare away the birds, etc. You would clap to startle them. Also, a time there's different reason over there. Afraid Shemayitot Tsurar, you might pick up a pebble for Yisrael, and you'll throw it at him. Meanwhile, you'll throw the pebble. Rishas Arab, Kishigir Tzalach Rikham, you want to chase them away. Kifarishal. So that does have a problem. So And we're going to see Simon Shin Lama Tes, Sif Gimel, there's a lot of clapping, and nowadays, the remote brings the minute that the Tosha says our minute is to be make a lot. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's also. So this Shulchan Aruch, we were saying that it's also with Kli, it's loved after the Kli, even with his hands, he can't do it. If you want to clap, the purpose being to quiet the child, by getting him, you know, into the, you know, whatever you're doing this way, he'll get distracted, stop crying, quiet him a little bit. Your loss is that kalachinyan, the short, kalachin worship. If you do it with a shinui, it's mutter. As we see some people when they clap on Shabbos, they clap backwards or they clap like this, you know, something which is different than your way of doing it. That's the motivation for it. I mean, nice and mayan, clean more than the color. So you had a kli which is full of holes. You put water in; it has very small holes in the bottom, and they drip out. And there's a metal kli beneath it, and as they make pings as they drop, and that makes music. You make a very nice sound through the dripping. Is usher? Is that habi gab kem kli shir? That's also a form of kli shir. Okay. Well, the chayla kedai lahardimoy sheisha shorit. If your goal is to make this nice, pleasant sound, and therefore the help this person drift off to sleep, the ill person. I don't know how we mount the pechosik. If you, the way it works is there are larger holes and they come out making a very, you know, coming out quickly. So the goal isn't a musical interlude, but a very large sound. In order, it's a bore mishinasa, to wake a person up. Shari. Why do I have it quickly sheer? Came in then oisib in ima ubanachas. You're not doing it in a musical way. To call kazeh, I don't know how you might deem yoiser, a musical way when it helps a person sleep. I say, because the creation yikats, ayude, a curl, a cane shore. So he creates this distinction of if it's done in a way which is shayach to the gzeira of Shem Yisak and Klishir, it's aser. Even though we'll see that knocking on the door, we'll have to find it, you know, we'll have to balance out the difference, because knocking on the door, you can't say your goal is with a knocker, your goal is Klishir. You know, it's not like a musical item, it's to make a sound. So, saying over here, the point is that the opposite, you don't want to make it anything like a musical sound, because that would be antithetical with what you're trying to accomplish.
Can we say the same thing about the knocker?
There's nothing bad if it comes out and sounds like music. I can play taps in my knocker. Over here, but I don't want to make a musical.
Yeah, that's
not going to wake him. I want to make a bedafka sound like just screeching horrid sounds and forcing him to wake up.
Yeah, but my impression of a knocker is you knock so you get the person's attention to come to the door.
Right. But I can knock like the also come to call him to the door.
Now, that could also wake up the guy, too. You could also make a sound, too, to wake up the guy.
In general, he says the point was either you could do it. There was no tune over here. This wasn't a musical. The point was the little plinks of metal sound pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Loud sounds don't sound pleasant. The little plinks are not going to wake him up. Loud sounds are going to wake him up. So there's no musical. There's no way to do what you want to do with this thing musically. Whereas over there, you could theoretically use it musically. Aval Hakish, knock on the door is okay. Some after becoming also Hashmi a call. Okay, she if the chula, you want to make a sound. Right, your goal is Hashmi's call, making a sound. Well, actually, you want the guy to hear you come on the door and open the door. But I feel like Makish Bekli, even if you use a Kli to knock on the door, right? It's only also if you use a Kli Miyukul Kasa. The knocker is made for that purpose. I'm not using the knocker. I'm using my hand is a little bit chapped, and I don't really want to bang on the door. So I want to take out, I have a key, and I take my keys and hit against the door. I mean, what? Because not there, sure. The people who whistle, even though you're making a musical sound, if there's no mice involved, it's just your mouth, because that won't go. So the question comes up, the Aruch HaShulchan has a question. What about if you want to, you know, put your fingers in? So the car, the whole head just pat, but now already you're getting involved. What? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's also mutter. Okay.
I'm sorry,
is there a chiyuv on that? He says it's mutter. But to use a kli, which is made for that purpose, that's also. It's made for the purpose of making a sound. So then Chashin and Shem Yechav on the Shir. So Chazal said it's a problem because you might do it for the purpose of making something musical. And the beer halacha, excuse me, the Sharetzion says above Shem Yisaknenu, because then you would go back to the Gzeirah of Shem, it goes into the Gzeirah of Tikkun. The kol shkan hashmiya kol the kli shakaran kamer chon. Now it's a tuning fork. So you want to bang your tuning fork to get your sound. So I can't do pshita d'aser the kli shirhu. It's a cliche. We have a machaber the cliche this year. So if you have your cousin who wants to hit the tuning fork to get his notes, right? So that's not going to be mutter.
When it says for sheer, that means for singing, or it's for
musical
instrument playing.
Musical. So they have. I can't understand that the physical material is 100%, but it was some type of a bar they used to keep the door open and shut. They would lock it with it. It's not made to bang on the door. It's not its function. Its function is to be the pin. I want to take the thing and bang on the door with it. So we said before, Kli is not when you have the cat. She's not a bang. Near the wood, the lock is well. The Dell is clear. She should watch advice with her. But then you can use the bang on the door. It's made to open and shut the door. Again, I don't know what that's going to look like, but I get the idea. We get the okay. So, but since it's Miyuchel Lekach, it's Osir. I'm not your other people going to the Mizeh Nishma. Do it in Osir Limshe, Bechuta Inva, Beshavis, Geish Yishmo, Anche Abayis, Yachotzer Yiftechuloi. You want to pull the rope, which you had, the bell, and it would cause them to open the door. So you're ringing the bell. It was literally a bell. Right? The whole thing, the clapper would ring the bell. That's made for making sound. kavanos and gamli kinnas. That's what you want. So that's only yours. Vayim your halacha. He says that everybody would say that it's awesome. He brings from the Kakel Shabbos that the Kakel Shabbos says it's cold out. It's night. You're banging, nobody hears you. If you ring the bell, they're going to wait. The bell comes and you're going to shout that they're going to hear that bell. Because then you have to ring the bell. Right? Practical advice, right? So he brings a heifer that he's making a lot from the Kakel Shabbos. Okay. That was the first Israel's introduction to the Shabbos, the Mishnayos. And Shabbos' response is, only Donald might come, I have no idea what he's talking about. Now the rest of this is to prove why he disagrees with him. Whereas the question over here is, it's not Derek Shear, you're not actually playing music. So is there any such act? That's the issue we just deal with. This door has a bell which is attached to it. You open the door, the bell's going to ring. Let people know there's somebody's coming in. So my goal isn't to ring the bell, my goal is to open the door. Am I prohibited from opening the door because it's going to ring the bell? Right, but it's all it's Tigresha and the Rabbanon, which the issue of the Rabbanon was not Derek Shira's mutter. Theoretically, or at least, you know, not because it's all there, you might come to Mizrach and Klishir. Vayim, which is a making the bell ring, so the Xera really wouldn't apply. Okay. So let's see. Can also the shamash, and the shamash can't use like a clopper that he used to use to bang on the door. Okay. Kosa batas. Fascinating. Common question. Kosa batas. We are there. Some reish pebe. The mizem mukach to also lit lois b'shabes. Oysen haparoyches. Sheish ben pamoynim mashmir kol kishapos gemor. You can't hang a parochus out the oran and use it, which will be there on Shabbos. You can put it on the weekdays, but you can't have it there on Shabbos, which has bells, and when you open the parochus, the bells ring, thereby telling everybody that the oran is open. So you stand up. So you can't do that. They have bells on the Sefer Torah. You can't do that. Came in the Iker Avidus and the Kol. It's made for the purpose of making sound. So we have the caster and it has the bells on it. According to Taz, it's also to do that. Right? So you've all seen that.
People do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Is there a ball in the bell?
What?
Is there a ball in the bell on those or whatever?
Yeah. It's going to make it. The clapper's there. It's going to make a sound.
The
Shach Shom Karlakul. The Shach argues. The Mitam, the other kind of law, the Tzarech Mitzvah Shori, a small skill of Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter, commercial cost of a Simshin Amates. The Mutter of the Rock gave a simplest Torah, Topin on Torah. Because Al said you can't dance because you might come to fix Klishir. Same as Eru. But they said the common simplest Torah, you're allowed to dance because it's Tzarech Mitzvah. So the Tzarech Mitzvah, people should know the same Torah is walking by and stand up. It's the same answer as a dance on the Shabbos. But Tzarech Mitzvah, can actually issue a Yakubah here and stand up. Now, so what so understand, but and waking love to come down is not a mitzvah. Right? Well, it's only the Kriya's best Akadas is the Hassan. You have another way to knock.
Oh, you have another way to.
He's ready to ask the question, right? So, what does he mean? you're right, you can't make this sound in any other way. That's what you want. I have a great better idea. Get a guy stand up and buy the thing. For my size, stand up! I mean, you know, there's options of how to do it.
Isn't there part of the tequila, don't people know just from listening to that part of the tequila?
You know, theoretically you had Amaratsin, theoretically you had people with you, you had a lot of people with you, people, you know, people were spaced out, you know, so they hear the tinkle, 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 oh, there's another company. That they knew. They wake up, they count the kids, lots of kisses, they return, they're very makbar on that mitzvah, davening is davening, kisses they return, kisses they return. With your Thomas. It's interesting, you know, that he says this
actually
maybe also in a very large shul. I don't know if you would hear it from that far away, but if you're far from the yard and there's so many people.
So it seems to be interesting. Rosh Hashanah said this, you know, he said that nowadays we're not familiar with that. They didn't actually, we don't do it nowadays. It sounds nice, etc. It's not per se that people should hear. He said he's not sure if it's Tzarech Mitzvah nowadays. They almost used to use that as a way to let everybody know that they're taking over the same term. That became like a known way of doing it. Over here, when the guy, the Shabbos comes and knocks on the door, I mean, regardless of the guys inside, it's zero nafkamina whether the Shabbos uses a flea or uses his hand. So the purpose of waking him up, right? But if this became the standard way of letting everybody know whatever's right or wrong, now they can't stand in the way. So I'm listening for that sound. So you know, the guy can scream behind the sound. They're having to fight him in the short. He's fighting. He's screaming, get up, but he's fighting. Tinkle, I wake up. You know? That's the nature of it.
But what's the rationale that you could put it on the Sefer Torah itself? They hear it on the Parochas, so they know. So what do you need on the Sefer Torah itself? What's the heter for that?
Well, either one or the other. As everything walking by, you have to make sure. Until it's stopped, you have to stand up. Then he says, "Vesu, do I stop Peseach? Who writes this? In the time of the Shmiah, Kalal, he even leads those Sefer Torah." Now over here, he has no kavanah for that purpose, even though it's the Tzivnei. That's mutter.
Right. And now we're going to bring another price.
So now that sounds like he said before the last sip. He knows it's an invul, or it sounds like it's mutter. Because he says, it's not your kavanah, that's mutter. Vine Mashar, Fry Mashar, Yud, Sifkin. Shaddai to Shabbos, Achille and Lasses came to Shabbos. You know what? Why should we get involved? Don't do it. Come to Shadogu, it had to be Zek, and that's not going to go. And then Chosio, Beyond. I count the shirt.
What's the difference between the second price and the first price?
Okay, and therefore the flow from that is Imutter, Liftoya Chadelis, Kishidei Ashiyesh, but in Tolagam came with the source of Taz, and we're going to run now. The Taz said that was us. We're going to run. Khan, Shin Aleph, Sikhama, Ein Shom Shor. The record is Mosei Chadelis, Bishab is Eno Kama, Shmiya Kola. I have no interest in making this sound necessarily.
That is what
This is made to make himself, and that's what's going to happen. And that's not your kavanah, but your vada doing the maisa, that's enough to make it us.
No, the eretz will be able to come.
If I add in the fact that it's a mitzvah, I'll be serving on that kula. But just the fact that I have no kavanah alone is not enough. So the balabayas should take away the bell from over the doorway, that it shouldn't ring when he opens the door. Or she if kakera, etc., or stuff it up with bull or mukhan or with shredded garment. Shall you shama curla? It shouldn't make any sound. The clapper should clap. It's stuff.
I'm really having an argument.
You can't get into your house. You've got to take it away. Near the Yochel Yisrael Asura. Now, the Hokel, Kim Hashem Machav, and the Shemir Ko. Then, the Mice that goes in this Kavano, so you have the one in Roman, it's Mutter. Right? So,
I thought he was saying, if you're the owner of the house and you forgot you should stuff it before Shabbos, right? If you didn't stuff it, it's okay because then you don't have to come on for the cold.
Right, but I open the door, I'm sitting at my dining table and I have a broken man with a big house. I can't see the phone. So I'd like to know when somebody's coming here. So I'm sitting inside. I want that guy to make a sound. But the guy's walking in, as though she's making the sound. So when the bell abides, as though he walks in, he has no chance of making the sound. So the one who's becoming the crowd is not the one who's opening the door.
But a shmos call, the Baal Bais cares about shmos call. But you're saying because he's not, because he only cares about it certain times and not others.
Right now, he's opening the door. He's like, come on. That's all I need. The fact that, you know, the next guy walking in, he wants to hear that. But right now, he doesn't come up with shmos call because he isn't just in the telling you, and that's all you're telling anybody that he's going to get.
Each one is out there.
There's a long charatian over here. Okay. Look at the charatian inside. She says, in the case, behold, it's like a touch. That, where do you see that?
Right, so don't think because you started
the header. Everybody saw some shock in the Ura, the Herod, the Torah, the Divya, and the Mosham, the Osu Lubash, Megan, Shiesh, my inbound.
Right.
How much milk? You have a garment. You have a begging.
Right.
Which has a bell on it. You can't wear it.
Before,
the garment says that the raya to that halacha that Ramos said. Ramos said that's also. Ramos says, what's the raya to that?
If I lost
it, also the Gemara, the title of the Haman, the Chotzer, the Zub, Chinapok. You can't take your animal walking, even in the Chotzer. So it's not carrying issues. Wearing his bell, unless it's pocket, if you stopped it off, it shouldn't make any sense. Mamas Nisha are going to go up a Shim and Shinhe to Kotnei, but Tiraki and Adir Rashi Shom, my time, also said. Now again, my goal right now is to walk my animal. So my animal's out in the meadow, I wanted to have the bell on so I shouldn't get lost.
Yeah.
Right? When I walk the animal around the chutz, I have no interest in the sound of making the sound. I don't need to make the sound. So I have no command to make. I'm walking my bay. Meanwhile, it's making sound. So I'm opening the door. Meanwhile, it's making sound. The guard said, "You see that you have no kavanah. You see that it's us. So who are then? You can't wear the bag yet." Which is, even though I'm not usually making the sound right now, but there's a bell on it, and I can't do it. And the mother said, who holds it? I can open the door, because that's not my call. So I can't understand that alone. Why it's awesome.
Initially, you wanted to understand, you put a bell on the cow so that you can hear him if he walks off too far.
I take my cow around, you know, or they used to put the bell on the animal's neck when they used to take him to sell. So they want to catch attention. Like nice, you know, sound, running around, it's an animal to sell, so we call attention to that so they can sell the animal. Walking around the concert, I know just putting the bells on the bells, right? And take it off. I have no kavanah for the sound.
By walking the animal on a leash, the cow is not on the leash. The cow is just walking by itself.
No, you want to take your animal football.
So it's on a leash? So if it's on the leash and I'm walking the cow, that's called me making the leash here because the cow's bell is
It doesn't make a sound when it doesn't move.
I understand.
It's making a move, it's making a sound. It's like opening the door, making a sound. There's some secretion, it's going to make a sound.
that's called, so me walking the animal with a bell around the neck is called direct making fresh air.
No, it's still the same thing as opening the door.
Wow. The door is different. I'm pushing the door. My direct action, you're saying when you're walking it, your direct action is causing.
I push like my animal. Elsie said, I'm not going anywhere, and I slept.
It just seems like a little bit more indirect than a direct pushing the door.
But I guess it depends how stubborn your cow is.
Let's say there's no leash and the cow's walking on its own. Is that called me making a push?
No, passion.
So the case of the Hudson is where the animal
has a leash. The title of him means it's not the bare law.
Sorry.
Should we do with Daphne and Chess? It's not the bare law. Sorry, sorry.
I'm sorry. I know nothing about animals.
You know, I'm right behind you.
So I would just think, though, like, at least in the pictures, you see a guy, you know, holding a leash and a camel, but it's not like the leash is taut. It's
the point is, he doesn't
seem like the camel is following the guy, the bow. So the master. So I understand if your mom is following the animal, so that
the nature of it is the animal's trained to give a yank, tug, and go. That's you. That's not a grump. But you walk and the animal goes. It's like a dog. The dog runs outside of your dog leash is all out for the dog. Over here, while you're walking within the goes, and you stop, it stops. Everything is straight. Mor says you're allowed to go out to Evan, they would have on their clothing a bell. Vizoyi Araya Shubba Bagos Maimini, she tossed in the seal at the Mutter. The Gesani says it's Mutter. And his proof is the Gemara and Daphne Kess. Gemara says that Evan could go out wearing a bell on his clothing. You have to say, Mari Bizu Poku. The case was, it was a bell attached, but it was Poku. The issue was, it's not considered carrying, it's part of the garment. That's the Mor Shine over there. Mor Shine is not a Hashmos. It's considered that he's carrying because he has a bell on his coat attached to his clothes. No, it's part of the bag, but it's not considered carrying. You can ask people questions. If he's making, how can he go out? Is it happening to the Canaan? This guy fits us.
Isn't that more of a hotel issue now that it's pocket? No?
But did you carry the cat?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pocket must have been that stuffed up. Okay. I don't know. That's a good question. Now, after the gamma, I grew a cereal lamb beside the bed. So that's the groin over there in Simi Shanal, which is discussing the issue of having a bell attached to the garment. But the Vilna Gaon over here in this Simi says, the animal carbon is carbon the color shori. So I don't understand. In Simi Shanal, if he told me, no, the color problem has a paku, even if you have no kumo. But here he says, I'm a carbon, it's what? What's the difference? It's the machine which turns the bucket. So as it gets older, you know, etc., and rusty, you know, so you know, it's like my car. You know, everybody knows my car is coming. You know? Right? That's not what it's made for. It wasn't made to make music. It wasn't made to make sound. It was made to turn the pulley and pull up the bucket. Meanwhile, it makes sound. So that's not. If you're not mechaber for that, that's what. I was saying, Engel Shanasa. The chachilah, the hippo, the bag, and the kelim, Hashem Yakov was put there for sound.
That's all.
Mizal out a Leibish bag, and now you're putting it on another bag, which is made to make the sound. The guard holds that's not Hila Mechabrilis. That's called, you're doing it to what it's supposed to function for. So that's a problem. So the Magen Rama answered that was a heter for Katanim, that was a heter. They used to put the bells on the big dog. So Katanim were making. It's mashal. It's only butcher because he's a cover. Whereas a gun will be us, it's not mashal from that over there. If it's true that's a specific halacha only by katan versus gadol, we would expect the Shulchan Aruch over there to say, by the way, it's only by katan, not by gadol. That was his case of the grandfather of Tosis Rid. And the guy's Maimonides b'shem the Ram, which I'm sure the Ram is. This is already Machloikis. We've seen these two Rishonim already. But Trevor Simmons says, "Shall I hit the crack? Kill the Tivri Haram." The Tabash Yesh b'Evan b'Chalola. The Rula Nichal Ashulchan. I have to accept the word of the Yenimbo. The Ram discusses two cases. The two only mentions one of the two, not the other. Masha says, "Shall I dafka linyan b'Tabash Mutter?" After Mela Nishma Kol, Mishum the Ein b'Chav the Kol Klal. The first case was that it has a stone inside which sort of makes a sound, it clicks back and forth. But over there, your goal right now was to put it on the table, your goal wasn't to make the sound. So you have a bag which has makes music, and that's what it's put it there for, and now you're putting it on. That's called you're having kavanah for that purpose. That's going to be us. One place where this comes up to be an issue is okay, obviously you can't take a rattle and rattle and give it to the kids, maybe you can make a curl. You can't use a rattle on the shot. But let's say you have on the kids on the playpen or on his bassinet or whatever it is. So you have these little things, you have these little toys in the playpen. So one is a mirror, one is a little plush thing to squeeze, and one is a rat. So the rattle is made to make sense. There's no way for a kid to play with the rap. The kid finds right, you know. Tatala, the Shabbos, it's all the right time. It's like even Shabbos. The kid is not the issue. Right? But I want to give him this thing. So if it's a psych ratio that will make a sound, it's going to be a problem. But it's not a psych ratio that's going to make a thing because it's made for a girl. Even though my kavanah isn't to shake the rattle. And according to this, it's made there to make sound. That the bell is made in the back to make sound. And right now, I'm using it. So that's called, I'm becoming a kavanah for the sound.
So basically, what.
Right no, I'm not interested. You know, I'm not right now. I'm not interested in the sound. That's the way. This is how the thing functions, and you want to use the thing. That's what you have to run it for.
That's when it's bad. That is,
so if you put a kid in a thing where he has 15 choices,
the kid is not the problem. But if you want to pick the thing up and move it to the kid,
so you could put a kid in a thing where he could very well touch rattles. That would make sense.
Right.
And make you forget the same thing. Right. Do something to remember.
Right. I mean, there's so many things that.
One is that is the way the word is.
But I learned this one because it's.
When you call.
It's a minefield in my house.
Saying, but on the other hand, like, you know, a lot of people, you see, I've seen time and time again, I see parents take shake.
This is non-battery operated noisemaker.
Yeah, this is non-battery operated.
You probably wouldn't be able to move that thing across the floor, though, because it probably definitely makes sound, though. If you know every time you move it, the rattle that's connected to it makes sound.
Yeah, the depends on depends if you do it, some very gentle thing. Now, there is an issue.
Do something with to remind you that Shabbos is coming, you have to be making for it.
Pasha's a bell becomes mooks, just made to make sense. The Pasha rattles is mooks. Sufficient lot of this. So even though you're.
What? In Rebbe's case, you can move it, maybe.
So if it's part of a larger group, so you can say it's coming, I can't shake it off, right? That wouldn't be an answer. Normally, if you have an option to shake it off, you have to shake it off first. I can't shake it off. I need to use this item. There's Heather here. So using the hands, I'm allowed to give it to him. But just give the kid the rattle, just the rattle, even though you're not making any sound. If I can't pick up the rattle itself, by itself, it's going to be a problem of that it's loose.
The same idea for keys, a car key with your house.
Right, so I couldn't take out my keys and shake in front of the kid. Like I wanted to make a call, I can't do either.
I was just saying in general, if you have a key that's for your car, and you have your house keys on the keychain, can you hold the whole thing?
So,
this battery operated thing.
So, the key for the car is whether it has the battery operated or not. It's a key which is made to make fires. You turn it and turns on an engine, makes a big fire. So the chalchil you should remove it from the ring before, and that's a ring you can use in our Shabbos, it shouldn't be on the ring. But if you didn't, if you need it, so it's like kishlach this, it's our ring. Right? If I have a tzarach, I'm allowed to move it.
Is there an issue of taking it off them? If you want to take off the Isser key, the key that has Isser on it?
You can't take the Isser key off. You should take the Heter key off. You should take it off before shop.
Yeah, ideally, but if you didn't, if you do one or the other, if you take off the good from the bad from the good, I mean, is that allowed one way or the other?
Well, you're asking a Baruch or you're asking a...
Sounds like a... No, can you take off the key that you want from the keychain that has the key?
Yeah.
Both answers.
Well, you could, as long as you're not going to another key.
Now, if you have a mixture of keys,
it's a fair question. If you have, like, guys got this, my keychain, Baruch Hashem has, it's a ton of risk. Take what you need for me to use. Not mine.
And with the remote key, like a battery operated,
it wouldn't make it any more.
And let's say you only have room.
It's interesting. It's a glitch of the issue. We spoke about numbers. The glitch of this, which has no other usage. But the issue usage is a more common level of glitch of the issue. I guess you can use it for a paperweight. Put your keys down on the paper, then you fans blowing out, and you put the keys down, keep the paper clean. Try something else. You know we talk about Zion. All of the clear. Big question. The Eish Mekamish should look at Hashavas. Hashavas clear. Hakul Hakas Hashavas. I think even means Kli Arkel Hakus B'Shabbos doesn't mean he has a specific designated Kli for Shabbos, because then you're back to square one. It's Yuchar for this purpose of making sound. I mean, in Shabbos, he'll use a Kli. Again, he doesn't want to use his poor hand and every single door in the whole city. Right? But he takes a Kli. He takes a Kli. He comes to his house, he sees a metal cup, but he takes it and he goes around to his little house in the city and he packs it up in metal cup. Masha Maka Shamish, the basic Knesset, Al Shulchan, Mashmiya Ko, Kelahashkin Om Lechazar Sashas. It's not, you see, it wasn't the problem. Okay? Shash, still bang, right? He hits on the hits the beam.
Now the problem is that we don't do that enough.
Now, aim is a iser. I feel him who makam base is over. So I had a following shot. How many of you have been davening in bells?
They went.
So, I mean, you know, you understand that the thing, you know, the room is gigantic. It has 2,000 people davening there on Shabbos. So the bells are just. So the shulchan is raised, the beam is raised. They have a big leather pillow, like a hard leather pillow. Yeah, but he bangs on this thing, so it sits in the beam. Right? The combination of that, you know, I guess they made this because it sound, you know, a Shmir curl throughout the whole place. Right?
You see it.
So he's not mocking with it, he's mocking on it. He's made it make sound. So I was wondering, what is there, like, what the heck is they have to do?
Maybe someone sleeps on it.
So maybe they, you know, it's made. I don't know. It's an interesting child. I didn't ask anybody.
But wait,
I figured I didn't want to get thrown out anyway.
Maybe it's calling out a cleanish of the rock.
No, it's Mahashmal's curl. It's a clean man for Hashmal's curl.
Is good. What is the child of the mice?
So it's like it was physical. That pillow was specifically made for this purpose.
So it looks like nothing else. So made to have, you know, to have the right thickness and the right thickness to make this real loud sound with the pop. Most leather, it's a hard leather thing. It's loud. It's loud.
Is there, I mean, really, if you think about it, is there a difference between that and whack on the table? Even though, let's say you have a table that has a tall underneath, but it's a large table. Either way, it's going to reverberate. Is it because the Kli was specifically made for that? Or?
Right, so the table's not made for that purpose.
Yeah.
So the beam is made for leather.
So we don't normally make leather pillows.
In order to magnify the sound, whatever it does, I'm not sure if I hear how it works. You know, some bells or engineer came up with it, you know. Right? I don't know, it kind of interesting place. You don't talk about that. Okay. Next sif is a fascinating sif.
So if you remove the inner clapper from the bell, then you can have bells. Is that right? On Sefer Torah clothing.
Yeah.
Or if you stuff them.
Yeah. Up until now, he's brought a myriad of other products. Okay. Base. Geish Matirim. Learn Yehudi Now, they didn't actually make the Chuban Shabbos, but they used to make the Chas Erev Shabbos. It was a very practical cashmere. Financially, it was much easier. The Sudas of the Chas, that would be the Friday night meal. Then it was a nice meal. So you made one nice meal for the Chas meal plus the Shabbos meal, as opposed to one on Wednesday night, one on the Friday night. So you used to get married Erev Shabbos. And then this going into the meal was all part of the Simcha Sultan, you know, the cast. So there's a people that Shidur says you're allowed to have a goy come play the violin. You have a goy show the violin is come play by the Friday night meal of the cast.
When do you say that?
What?
We're going to see when we say to him, will we ask him to do it?
So the Hatzim Shavur says, it's shus to shus, mokha mitzvah. In other words, we consider playing music by a chasna, mokha mitzvah is a mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah, it's a chasna makam. So it's a mirror lahakam on an isidra bottom making music. It's a mitzvah. So it's kosher, that's mutter.
dancing.
So the minute there are shidduchs hot dancing for Shabbat brachos is much more cooler than for simple that's not shoes to shoes. That's one the only one to rabbanon. Here it's a mir lach. You can have a goy dance. Only shoes to shoes. But Judah dances. So the one that all goes into that had to later on. We'll talk about. We said that the Isra Mashmor's code wasn't poster. You ought to dance in simple sir. You ought to dance for Chosin Kal also. That's the discussion later on.
I thought dancing was for music. It's to prevent music, no? Or is it for a different reason?
It's part of this exam. You might come to fix it this year. But it's all that same issue.
So that's not just the shoes?
It's just the shoes. It's all that one issue about don't dance.
Okay.
So the story when he brings this down, it's fascinating. He brings from the Rebbeinu Tam. So if you remember your history, Richard, the Lionheart was captured by the Arabs. It was captured by the French, I think, way back from the First Crusade, the Second Crusade. You ever heard Richard Lionheart? So you know, all these countries got together to go capture the whole land. Of course, they hated each other. But they made peace between the quote. Of course, there was two tribes of rivalry along the way. So Richard was captured by one of the other countries on the way back. So the Queen Mother made a rule that no music till he played in England until he's recovered. He's redeemed. Normandy at that point in time belonged to England. So the am I getting some details wrong? So that applied to that area of France also. So the Rebbeinu Tam, I think, was alive then. But he said you can't have any chassas because it's improper to have a chassa without music. The simplest chassa of Kal was Mekhayat to have music. So therefore, once they made the rule, you can't get any music, we're not going to have any chassas until they allow music again. And that's how integral music is to the chassa. And then came the Abiyazu and said, well, if that's true, be put to the tell the going to play the music. This tour from Abiyazu is a flow off that piece of the Rebbeinu Tam about the kind of the tour brings the whole thing over here. That's a historical piece. Can't hold it here.